Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We got a new sponsor you guys are just going to love. Symbol. It's a stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. You can trade your sports teams like stocks, and every time your team wins, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your favorite teams win. Or just teams you invest in. Join the 7,000-plus early adopters who have started investing in their favorites. Visit www.symbol.com, S-I-M-B-U-L-L, that is. Create your free account, and when you deposit, use the promo code SD, that's SD as in sugar daddy, to make your deposit risk-free. Join Symbol and start investing and profiting off your favorite teams today. Spotify Green Room, it's the live, audio-only sports talk platform. Talk to other fans, athletes, insiders, in real time. Get on a conversation that you listen to every day. Share your experiences. All you got to do is go to the iOS App Store and Google Play Store. Download for free. Create your profile and link your Twitter or whatever. And then come in with your whatever it takes.
Moving to the country. I'm going to eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man in a factory downtown. If I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun soaking bulges in the shade.
Welcome in to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Watt Harris, your host, brought to you by the sports drink, gulp, gulp, sip, sip, whatever. You'll know how many goddamn times I've had to do those live ad reads, and like, you know, I kept fucking them up, and I know most people just record them because it's just fucking easier that way, pre-record, but I just like to do the live ones and just, you know, whatever. By the time I got them both, the Symbol app and the Spotify Green app corrected, I tried to, do this whole song here, President of the United States, the Peaches song. My mic froze up for a fucking reason, and of course, all that work I've been putting in trying to record this goddamn live fucking read. Excuse my language. I'm just, I just had to get all that shit out today. Happy Thursday to you guys. I mean, it's going to be Friday when I upload this thing anyway and publish it. Peaches is the theme song because, Pitt's supposedly projected for the Peach Bowl if they don't, go to the playoffs or whatever. So the Group of Five Bowl is a Peach Bowl. So, first thing came to my head was the President of the United States song. And you know what? I sat last night in my garage, when I was having my cigar. I was listening to this album, and the thing is, I've never listened to this album ever because I heard, Lump, the Kitty song, and this Peaches song so many damn times that I had no desire to listen to the whole album. I'm like, well, if this is what it's going to fucking be, then I'm not going to listen to this shit. I'll tell you what, I was really surprised. Lump, Kitty, and Peaches aren't even the best tracks on this album. I'm sure these were the pop songs they had to get people's attention, but it's a really good album, actually. And I'm sorry, the album was released in, I think, 96, was it? I think it was 96. Yeah, it was 96. And I guess I just wasn't around to appreciate, you know, well, I just didn't, you know, I wasn't around. I just, you know, I just, I guess I, you know, I should have, you know, put my, you know, my prejudices aside, because at the time, you know, alternative became a little bit too much. I don't want to say too much. Some of the music just got fucking annoying for me. And, you know, I loved, you know, Soundgarden. I loved Nirvana. I loved Alice in Chains. I'm thinking of a whole bunch of other ones. Helmet, Tool. I mean, there were some other ones I liked. I mean, I did like some of the metal too, but I just, I don't know. I mean, The Revolution 104.7 kept playing the same crap in rotation. And, you know, one person I work with, that's all that they would want to listen to is that. I'm like, to a point where I just, eventually when that person quit, I started listening to DVE because I just started liking classic rock more. You know, I just, you know, I just enjoyed, you know, I enjoyed washing dishes and stuff to, you know, the Scorpion, whatever three songs that DVE was going to play, whether it was Hurricane, there was two other ones. You know, there were, they didn't really play the Change one, but there was the Change, you know, that Wind of Change. There was two other songs they played as well. I'm trying to think what else. There was Dio they would play. There was like at least one or two tracks in particular that they would always rotate. And of course, there was a Blue Oyster Cult. I mean, there was, back at that time, you had a whole bunch of, that was one thing that was really great about Pittsburgh radio in the late 90s, is you had so many options. You had, you know, well, of course, Revolution died, you know, after a year. But you had the X still, and you had 102.5 DVE. You had the .1 or .7. You had, and you had, of course, 97 Rock, 96.9. Yeah, three really great options. My favorite was the .100.7. That was my favorite. DVE was, you know, DVE is consistent. I mean, you know, I did enjoy the Liquid Lunch. I mean, that was always a good, you know, thing to listen to. Of course, the morning show was, you know, I did enjoy the morning show as well. I mean, and then of course, you know, 97 Rock was also good, you know. I mean, it was basically the cleanup for the other two. I mean, if the other two didn't have anything, you flipped on, you know, 97 Rock, and it was, or 96.9, whatever. What is it now? It's now Bob now, Bob FM still. Because 96.1 is Kiss. Oh, before that, it was Variety 96, and, you know, it was, you know, I enjoyed that. I didn't mind Variety 96. I'm trying to think what else. Well, I mean, of course, 100.7 was the point, and it was like, what else was there? Can't forget Mixed Jams, 100.7. That was a really good station. I missed that one. It became country, I remember. And is it like a B94 type station now, or Bubba, like where all the former employees of B94 hosting it now? I think it is, because B94 became, what was it? It became The Fan. They resurrected B94 for a few years, and eventually the novelty went away, and they went to an all sports station, and the station's been insufferable ever since. I mean, the Houston's version of the X here, I'm sure if I turned on right now, they're probably playing that Jane's Addiction song that Jane says, the one they always freaking play, the live one. Yeah, that, you know. And, you know, there's tonight's football game isn't really all that desirable. I mean, in fact, it's pretty insufferable. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, there's, Denver was looking good early on. Well, they're still 3-3, but still, I mean, they're just an overall bad team. And let's go to the NCAA scoreboard. Why not? Because we have that, you know, to look forward to today. So let's take a look at that. And I had an overall winning record this past weekend again. So, but in terms of if you're betting with my picks, there's a good chance you're probably not, you know, making any profit off of it, because it's kind of a hot fucking mess. All right, let's take a look here. Let's get in the pit, obviously, because that's been the big thing. You know, we're 10 minutes into this podcast, and I have yet to talk about the Pitt Clemson. Looking at Pitt right now, we got a full slate of ACC games. A Pitt comes in right now as a -3.5-point favorite, 160 on the money line, and overrunning this game is 48. I think this game is going to go under. This is obviously an important game for Pitt. It's probably one of the most important games we've had. Most important one we had with all this build-up probably since the Cincinnati game of 2009. Pitt has to come out with, they have a, basically Pitt has a lot to prove in this game. Clemson, they just got to be Clemson. They just have to show up and be Clemson. That's it. That's how that is with them. They just got to show up and just be Clemson. Pitt's going to have to just, you know, grab the bull by the horns here. If you remember last year's game, you know, Pitt lost, but at the same time, Pitt really didn't give themselves a chance in that game because they couldn't, well, for one thing, on offense, they kept shooting themselves in the foot. There was just a lot of balls to pick it through. I remember some crucial ones got dropped. And the drops haven't been that frequent, but Pitt's going against an actual physical defense. Sure, their offense sucks, but their defense is still Clemson defense. They're fast. It's basically like playing like Miami. We would go against those garbage Miami teams, which have been pretty frequent this past decade or, you know, decade and a half. It doesn't matter because they're fast or physical in defense. And if you can't move the ball on them, eventually, you know, their offense is going to find some way to score on you. And that's the thing about Pitt, is they're going to have to do that. They're going to have a, you know, running a ball is going to be a key here. And I think, you know, Pitt has a back to do that. Pitt has Izzy. But, yeah, I mean, the quarterback has not been all that great either. I mean, Clemson, as a team, they're averaging 322.3 yards on offense. They're averaging only 20 points a game and 100 yards passing and 142 yards rushing. So they still got a running attack. But, yeah, this team has a lot better athletes than Tech and Georgia Tech. Basically, Pitt's, you know, for them to win this game, they're going to have to, well, not drop the ball this time. You know, they're going to have to execute. And they can't let Clemson get confidence. This can't be a game where Clemson finally figures things out and they make a run to the ACC title game. Although they are one game behind right now. You know, they just can't, Pitt just can't afford to do that. Because after this game, they got Miami as well. So as things are going good at 5-1, Pitt can easily be 5-3 in 2 weeks, after 2 weeks. But it's the quite obvious thing. Pitt's, you know, Pitt's just got to come out clicking all cylinders. I mean, a fan turnout's going to be huge in this one as well. Pitt, you know, it's got to be loud. It's, you know, it's got to be rocking. It's an afternoon game as well. I mean, it's a 3:30 kickoff. I mean, I think it'd be nice if it was a night game, but I think, I'm not sure the Steelers have a home game, or I don't know what it is, but. Yeah, I mean, there's not much to this game, you guys. I mean, Pitt's going to protect Kenny Pickett, give him time to throw the ball, find his receivers. Kenny's got to get to his receivers because he's facing an actual defense. I mean, this is just a huge test. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm not saying like 13-10. Like College Football News predicted, it's going to be like a 23-20 type of game, probably. Pitt just can't afford to. Basically, Pitt has all this momentum right now. A lot of people kissing their asses. And they can't just let go of the momentum. So, my hope is they're not spending the time ringing all these press clippings. My hope is that they're focused on this game because they need to be. Yeah, if they get through this game and definitely the Miami game, there's going to be a lot of weirdness happening. But if anything, they're still undefeated in coastal play. And if they, like I said, they can pretty much wrap up the coastal pretty early, the way things are going. But then if they beat Clemson, they have to worry about who they're going to play. If they went out, who they're going to play, whether it's going to be Wake or it's NC State. And neither one of those games is going to be easy either because, well, Wake always comes, both those, you know Pitt's history with NC State. And, of course, you know the history with Wake Forest as well. Well, I mean, Pitt usually beats them, but Wake tends to show off for these type of things. They will come and they will battle you. Anyways. Key matchups, obviously, are going to be Pitt's offensive line versus Clemson's defensive line. Clemson's allowing only 113 yards on the ground, 200 in the air. Defensively, yeah, I mean, in terms of statistics, they're similar, but which is true. But Clemson has faced Georgia. Well, they faced Georgia Tech and barely beat them, so Pitt destroyed them. But they faced NC State and BC, and those are, you know, in some ways their schedule has been a little bit tougher. But I don't know. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be an evenly matched game, and Pitt's got to win it. But my prediction, I hate to do this. But you know what? After looking at last year when Pitt had plenty of drops in that game, I think they know how important this is. I think Pat Narduzzi knows how important this is. And you know what? If they can survive at Tennessee at Neyland, and in that game that they were rallying early on, they recovered. If they can go to Blacksburg, where you have Inner Sandman, it's windy, and they still win in convincing fashion, you know what? I'm going to go with Pitt. I'm not taking the -3.5. I think that Pitt's going to win money line. So Pitt, and I'm going to go under 48 as well. That's how I'm scoring it. Wake Forest and Army. That's a pretty obvious one right there. Army's 4-2, but I'm going with Wake. UMass and Florida State. FSU should win that one. There's no excuse why they shouldn't win that one. Syracuse and Virginia Tech. This is a critical game for Dino Babers and for Justin Fuente. Yeah, this is, you know, basically Syracuse wins, they go to 4-4. Tech loses this game. I think Fuente is probably toast. I mean, it depends on how bad they are. I think Syracuse, despite their last three losses, Syracuse has been battling still. I'm going with the Q's. Take out the Hokies. And the Whitebot, Justin Fuente. Boston College and Louisville. I'm going with Louisville. My gut just says Louisville. Don't ask me why. NC State, Miami. NC State, obviously, because Miami's just, well, you know what? We like a little chaos. Maybe not. Yeah, let's go with NC State. My gut just says Miami, though. I like Miami for some reason. But I forget they've done. UNC is a hot mess, so yeah. Georgia Tech and Virginia. I go with Georgia Tech in this one. But yeah, that's my picks for the ACC. And before we wrap this up, you guys, let me tell you guys about, we talk about Symbol. It's the sports stock market that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. Two ways to make money off symbol. First, every time a team UN wins, you earn a cash win payout. Second, just like the stock market, think a team is going to increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for a profit. Use the promo code SD to make your first deposit risk-free. That means you lose your money. Just decide a market isn't for you. Symbol will fund your initial deposit, no questions asked. And let me tell you about Spotify Green Room. It's the live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to their fans, athletes in real time. It's perfect watch parties. I mean, who knows? Maybe some of you guys may get some pit watch parties. I mean, if you can't go to the game at Heinz. You know, great for that. I mean, great for debating certain topics that come up. You know, post-game breakdowns, interacting with breaking news. And who knows? Maybe you have a watch party and maybe some celebrity shows up. You don't know. But basically, it's audio only. Kind of like Twitter. Except for you're talking and you're dealing with less with the dog AVs and all that other crap. All you gotta do is go to the green, go to iOS App Store, Google Play Store, download for free, create your profile, link your Twitter, and join a group. Come in with your spicy takes. Excuse me. Let me see what else we got. Let's go around the top 25 here for the rest of the week. Top 25. Anything of Cincinnati should whack. Sorry, guys. Cincinnati should whack Navy. Oklahoma and Kansas. Oklahoma, obviously, is going to destroy them. Yeah, there's some pretty easy games here. Northwestern Michigan. I'm going with Michigan in that one. Penn State Illinois. That's a pretty obvious one, right? Penn State. Wisconsin, 25th ranked Purdue. Yeah, I go with the Boilermakers in that one. I mean, there's some pretty good games this weekend. I mean, let's see here. Oregon, UCLA. UCLA is not ranked, but Oregon is. That's weird that Oregon's 10th ranked. I'm going with UCLA in an upset. LSU and Ole Miss. That's Orgeron against Lane Kiffin. Going with Ole Miss. Tennessee and Alabama. Of course, you go with Bama because, well, yep. Ohio State, Indiana. Well, that's a mess as well. There's some pretty gimme. I mean, if you guys are doing parlays and whatnot, there's some games here that look like they're exact gimmies. I'm just taking the money lines on all these. If, I could go through toes, but Ohio State's a minus 21 over Indiana. I would definitely go with that. Bama and Tennessee. I would definitely do Bama minus 25. I think they'll wall up Tennessee. I think after what happened, Ohio State, yeah. Let's go back to some of these. Ole Miss is minus 9. I would definitely take the minus 9 in that one because, Coach O got his buyout, so he doesn't give a shit. So what happens? I'm going to go back to these. Penn State's a minus 23 over Illinois. It depends on who's playing. If Sean Clifford isn't playing, I definitely wouldn't take the minus 23. I wouldn't even bother. I would just, wherever the money line is, I think you take Illinois with the points, but it just, it's not going to work. Michigan's minus 23.5 over Northwestern. I don't know about that one. Northwestern really isn't no, I'd probably go north. I'm taking Michigan on the money line, but yeah. Let's go for the rest of these. USC and Notre Dame. 13th Notre Dame and USC. I'm going with ND. And I would take the minus 7 as well. Texas A&M and South Carolina. I don't know, A&M's had a hell of a run. I would probably, they're minus 19 though, but I'd probably take the Gamecocks plus 19.5. Now, as you guys all know, the AAC, American Conference, expanded over the weekend. They added six Conference USA schools, which was kind of a... which was kind of an odd one, but let's take a look at these. University of Texas, San Antonio, North Texas, Rice, Charlotte, FAU and UAB are going to the AAC. And I guess in terms of the American Athletic Conference, this is all about footprint. They have three Texas schools. You got UTSA, which is San Antonio, and UTSA hasn't been a bad school in terms of Conference USA. I mean, they've really have come about. And I believe they play at the Alamo Dome for their games. I mean, it's nice that they finally found a use for that stadium besides, you know, I guess NCAA tournament games, I guess. So you got San Antonio, which is like, you know, kind of like in the middle, it's like in the, kind of like the south central Texas, kind of, south, you know, it's below Austin, kind of. So it's not really south central, it's more just central, but south kind of way. You got North Texas, which is up towards the Dallas area. You know, it's past Dallas. In fact, it's where Necessary Roughness was filmed. You got Rice, the Houston area. So they got pretty much all of Texas. They got Charlotte, you know, the North Carolina. Florida Atlantic, which, you know, they got Florida. And of course, they got UAB. And they're going to join the nine continuing members, which is East Carolina, Memphis, Navy, which is football only. South Florida, SMU, Temple, Tulane, Tulsa, which is Tulsa, which is basketball and Olympic sports only. That's, you know, for the current teams, well, it kind of sucks for basketball. I mean, you still have SMU, Temple, Wichita State, Memphis. But as far as the rest of these guys go, I mean, this is more just a football move. And I don't know what the I'm not sure what else you can do. I mean, I'm reading these headlines here. Memphis supposedly is going to remain aggressive in this expansion, and I'm not exactly sure what the hell they can do at this point because they've tried everything at this point. I mean, if you remember not too long ago, they tried so hard to get in the Big East, you know, for all sports, and we just never gave that invite. We never did. And that just is what it is. And now, you know, finally, it seemed like they were all on the outs, you know, on the brink. And now they're starting from square one again. I mean, you can say it for SMU as well. I mean, their program is steadily moving up ever since the whole, you know, death penalty and the whole end of the Southwest Conference. They were in Conference USA, and then they get to here, and the Big 12 finally expands. And, of course, you know, they're not going. Houston is, and there's no real sense of adding SMU to the Big 12 because you already got Texas Christian, which is in Fort Worth. So you really don't even need you really don't need SMU at this point. You know, they're just stuck. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, all these programs, they're just stuck. They have really nowhere else to go. And the only thing that can happen is if some sort of super conference forms, and then they get absorbed by the teams that, you know, that lose, you know, the conferences that lose teams. And you feel bad for, I mean, so, you somewhat feel bad for some of them, especially Temple finally got their football program around. Things were looking up, and now this happens. And, you know, I think they're better off, I mean, Temple's better off here right now than they are going back to the Atlantic 10 for basketball, because they're just the money just isn't there. Their revenue is going to be a little bit more with the AAC. Oh, well. What can you do? Unless they get creative. They all can. But anyways, guys, I'll upload this tomorrow morning. Who knows? I may upload tonight. But Hell in a Pity, guys. Have a great weekend. And go to Pitt. Let's bring home a victory.